Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." They called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Do you know what the blind man said after that? Do you remember that line in the text that follows? I suppose, well, we might all do well to stop for a second wondering, you know, what would I say were Jesus to say that to me? What do you want me to do for you? I talked to one person this week about this particular text, and the response came something like this: "Jesus, do you want a list? Have you seen what's happening in the world? Don't you know what's going on with family? Aren't you paying any attention at all to how it's going for me?" Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Well, Lord, now that you put it that way, I guess I have to think about it. I'm not exactly sure. There have been times that I've sat with those who are wrestling with health, wrestling with circumstances or relationships, wrestling with self, wrestling with God, maybe wrestling with the question, Jesus' question, "What do you want me to do for you?" What I want is some way to understand all this. I guess what I want is some way to see what's on the other side of it all. What I want is some way to hang on until all this passes. The answer to Jesus' question, what do you want me to do for you, maybe is the most honest kind of prayer. Maybe is the most intimate kind of prayer, the most raw kind of prayer that a human being might offer. Lord, after all, what I really want is to see you. When Jesus posed the question to the blind beggar sitting by the road in Jericho 2,000 years ago, the man didn't hesitate. He didn't stop and try to flatter Jesus. He didn't couch any of it in any kind of polite piety. So do you remember what that man so long ago said? "My teacher, let me see again. My teacher, let me see again." And that's our prayer tonight, is to see Jesus in our confusion, in our doubt, our loss, to see Jesus again, yes, even in our pain, in our anger, in our fear, in our emptiness, our frailty, to see Jesus even in our guilt, in our shame, in our exhaustion. We'll take one more time of silence here again for the next few minutes. And for a few minutes, you and I might wonder together at that question that Jesus gave to the man. But hear this: Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." They called the man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up." Do you remember the next phrase? "He's calling you." He's calling you.